in the Times by Dr. Stutterford, who I met a couple of times anyway in other things, and he got this and said that if this happens, you ought to do something. And so I didn't do anything, but my wife did. She rang up the eye hospital here and went in. Almost immediately, two or three days later, I went in there and they had a look at this and said, yes, you've got some trouble, I'm afraid. And they've been looking after me ever since. I've had seven lots of laser on each eye. I thought they usually stopped about four, but for me, I've had seven lots, and I'm due there again. I think it's next week. But they're awfully kind. They're worried about this leakage, aren't they? And the fluid and the liquid behind the eye, if it goes over the front of the you've had your chips, haven't you? I think it is a bit worried about me because they think I would probably be another Sue Townsend. You know, she's gone virtually completely blind because of diabetes. And I got to know her once. She's an awfully, awfully nice girl. And she comes from Leicester, where I used to work as well. But she's clearly in an awful bad way. She's virtually blind, isn't she now? But they keep looking after me and say, you know, it's awfully important to keep your blood pressure down because that's not helping in your eyes. But you're right, your feet and your kidneys and your eyes, I seem more worried about those three parts. But that's one of the reasons I gave up drink. They said, you're way. I lost 2 stone just through stopping drinking. And whether that's good or bad, I do not know. But certainly there are one or two practical advantages. You can get into trousers that you couldn't get into before.
Now, for people listening to this who might be longing to give up drinking and finding that they just can't, what advice would you give?
I think the only advice anybody ought to be given about giving up smoking or drinking or anything is you're wasting your time completely if you say, yes, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to cut down. It seems to me this is worse than useless. If you say, I used to smoke 30 cigarettes a day, as I did, or more, to say, oh, well, I'll cut it down to 10 or 15 or get down to 5 and then give it up, it seems to me utterly useless and stupid. And it makes the job far more difficult, I think, because you say, well, I'll have one at 11, and you keep looking at your watch and saying, it's not 11 yet. I mean, this is utterly nonsense. But if you decide that you're going to give it up and you get a day behind you, you've got a thread, and you're not going to cut that, It's not only more effective, it's easier to do to stop altogether than it is to give up and torture yourself through not doing it. Mind you, having said that, it sounds as if I could do it, but I couldn't. Certainly with smoking, I gave it up every day for about 10 years, every morning. So I ought to be in the Guinness Book of Records of having given up smoking more than any other person in the whole history of that. But I think if you stop altogether, it's the same with drinking. You say, look, I'll say, no, I'm not going to have any now. And if you get through 2 or 3 days, you begin to feel not exactly proud of yourself, but you feel, well, I can do it. But it's no good saying I can do it if you say... Yes, I know I'm drinking too much. Yes, I know I'm smoking too much. What I will do is really to moderate and cut it down. I think that's utter waste of time.
When did you give up smoking?
About 20 years ago.